This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All day, man. You know what it is. Random Order Show, episode 147. Hey, man, we in the building.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building. Amen.
Baby Trey in the building. Talk to him.
Yo, man. I'm just here doing the things. I got to come up with something better than that.
Amen, man. We got my man Shelly Sebastian in the building. Talk to him, huh?
Yes, sir, man. Back. Still chocolate. Maybe more chocolate.
Listen, man. Very wholesome episode we have on our hands, people. We talked about all the important things you want to hear us talk about, man.
Aliens and shrimps. Aliens and shrimps. Lounges and powdered eggs. Little glizzies. Manure and shit.
All the hard hitting topics, man.
Damp back bumps.
I'm serious.
Trey's film camera experience. And of course, man, smoking on that person pack.
Listen, just, you gotta check it. You gotta see for yourself, man. Trey, you gotta check it. I'm watching, man.
Yo, put a beat on, man.
Put a beat on.
Put a beat on.
That one ain't it. Hip hop club beat. That one, I'm gonna tear that shit up.
Y'all get up on your ass right now. Get up off your ass right now. I said get up off your ass right now.
Sneakers.
Tie your sneakers up. Get up off your ass. Tie your sneakers up. Get up off your ass. Tie your sneakers up. Get up off your ass.
Biscuit.
Tie your sneakers up. Get up off your ass. Stop chilling like a biscuit. Stop chilling like a biscuit. Hey, stop chilling like a biscuit. Hey, stop chilling like a biscuit. Get hit in your beetle. Get hit in your beetle. Get hit in your beetle.
Nigga making a song.
Yo, someone said Sheldon was Don Cheadle.
Listen, guys, we apologize
for these rhymes.
Man, we used to have it back in the day, man. I can't even. Put a beat on.
And that's it. That's all I want. Ain't no beat change.
All I want. Ain't no beat change.
Press play.
And hover over the X, man. That's the only button I can press out.
Okay. Okay. We got to show these niggas why we number one. This one I chose.
Yeah, you got a rhyme on this. Yeah.
All right, listen, man.
Come on.
From the heart, it's from the pain. That's all I gotta say. I shoot guns like Max Payne. I go over here, do that in the rain like Max B. Yeah. Nigga said free Max B. I said don't. Cause he a bad man. Hey. Unless y'all want me to free that man. Free okay, there. Go ahead, free that man. Shrimp. I'm chilling like a shrimp on a glass. Shrimp cocktail. That's my pass. Okay. Yo.
Patron,
I sip Patron. They call me Tastemaker T, and I'm sipping on Patron. Matter of fact, call me P, because I'm launching missiles through my P.
Hey, brother, you might want to get that checked out. Oh, God.
For real. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't do that? Y'all not pissing on black girls? Y'all's not doing that? Put a beat on.
Coming at you live through a rainstorm, man.
Yeah.
We push through the elements to bring y'all greatness, man. Can't nothing stop us.
Except for God.
If he came down.
And if the lightning hit just right.
Then through the window. Shut all the shit off.
It'll break the circuit, man. Speaking of breaking circuits, I want to start off by saying I'm coming out with my own circuits. And I'm going on tour.
I think it's circuits.
I did.
Yeah. And circus.
Yes.
You've been to the circus?
Yeah.
Kind of, right? We went to the circus.
Didn't a lion eat someone at a circus that we were at?
Yeah, that wasn't. That was
that
on
happened
TV.
Though, right?
Yeah.
I lived through many lifetimes, I think.
Yo, probably, man.
Oh, yeah, that was
Siegfried and Roy, yeah.
They have a lot of wild animals the animals that they use in their show. And they use tigers and lions or whatever. I don't know if they use lions. I'm pretty sure it's tigers. But one night, during a show, a tiger again went and bit one of them in the middle of the show.
Where people were,
So it was pretty bad, and like it was like all over, and like, but they were saying how like afterward they were saying how like it wasn't like a malicious like the tiger's trying to kill me kind of attack, but. Who knows, man? Honestly, I've never worked with tigers. I have no idea how that could have went down.
They did PR for the tigers. Yeah. It's not. The tiger's not. Not a bad guy.
Listen, we talked to the tiger.
I was reading they picked him up by the neck and was like dragging him around.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was pretty.
And he survived that?
Yeah, that's
fucking magic, man.
That's a
pretty.
That's a real magic trick.
Yeah. Talked about that. Yeah.
That's who did it.
You know?
I was about to say Siskel and. What the fuck did
Ebert?
Siskel and Ebert. 3 out of 10 for sure. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Siskel and Ebert
thing. Yeah, I do recall seeing an elephant ride a tricycle.
No, we did. We went to a circus when they went to Brampton. They were in Brampton.
Oh, them boys. I forgot what them brothers or whatever. Something. I just saw a bunch of elephants walking on a tightrope or something like that.
Yeah.
Bro.
Two crazy things.
That fucking blew my mind. I'm not going to lie. Like, imagining an elephant on a tightrope or even on a tricycle.
It was doing some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, I've seen that in cartoons for sure.
Maybe that's what I'm mixing in.
Yeah, I think you might be.
But it was elephants.
Yeah.
It was doing something, man.
That is. I'm gonna.
You saw that footage from Real TV featuring Ahmad Rashad, where he was
Ahmad Rashad. Who's that again?
Basically, you remember Real TV?
Who's Real TV?
Man, you know Ahmad Rashad.
Yeah. Ahmad Rashad. I thought you were talking about Ahmad Shumpert.
I remember a video of an elephant, a circus elephant, just fucking. He just said, "Yo, man, today's my last straw, you motherfucker.
My last
man.
Circuit, man.
It's my last circuit, my last go around." And he just started trampling people, just going crazy, just flipping shit.
Yeah. Thing is, an elephant can do that.
Bro, the whole every second you're alive around an elephant, it's showing mercy.
Yeah, it's showing y'all. I couldn't. Yeah. Yeah, I could really crush you.
Get out of
here. I'm not from Toronto.
Literally crush you.
Literally.
Yeah, but ultimately, the police had to bring out the Miamis. Load that trunk up, man. It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now you good, bro.
Like, go? I should go?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just. So, you know, me and Jermaine got our visas, right? And. I for some reason I didn't get my proper visa. Like I just got a piece of. I printed my shit out. He had some shit in the email in the mail.
Oh yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
When I travel back and forth, I kind of get in trouble sometimes. It'll be like, yo, this is not like, you know, when someone holds something that's like so legit, but they hold it like it's a piece of like, what is this? Mm-hmm. They held my paper in the way where it was frolicking, and I'm like, bro, stop holding my shit. Like, yeah, just, hey, man.
This took time, man.
It took time and money. What this is like, you know what I mean?
Two fingers.
Hey, nigga, you just better thumb and index that shit. Man, I didn't get mine, but Jermaine got his official one. So I've been getting like grilled on like not having my official one. So my manager now tell me, like, yo, I heard back, this is the price that you can pay for it. So I'm thinking, he's saying, You can pay $465 for a physical copy, and it may take 4 months to get over here. Is that okay?
Oh my god!
So I'm like, oh yeah, 100%. Because me and him always thought like you would get a physical card, like to say we're here, because he has a paper too. And he's like, no.
I have a certificate paper, and yeah, I thought it was like a physical, like a card you get it with your picture and everything, whatever when you cross. So that we got it, like, oh, congrats. I'm like, where is it? It's like, oh, just go to the border with the certificate thing. And then on the paper, I'm like, okay, cool. It's legit. This is not a visa. This cannot be used as a visa. Like, so what do I do? I'm talking to the lawyer. Like, yeah, just go to the border and show them this and you're good. So I'm like, I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
He has a scanned version of this.
So one level down, you know what I mean?
So I take it to them. I like hesitant to hand it over to them. I'm not too sure what's going on here. They take it. Okay, cool. Where's yours? You grab his. This is what is this? Like a fucking dirty sock.
So you see how it makes me feel. So anyways, I'm asking for my physical copy. He says it's $465. So now I'm thinking it's a card. So I'm like, okay, like that's fine for me and Jermaine. Like run it. So we have that card. I want no problems coming in and out here. Just yo here. I don't have to say a word to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of steez, like, you know?
Yeah.
Then he says, no, it's $465 for the paper that you have.
But you have that paper, no?
I have a photocopy.
He has a scanned version of that for some reason.
But I'm like, they're even giving him problems about it. And I'm just like, bro, where are the rules here? I feel like America's just making shit up.
Yeah. Just go ask him. Go ask him.
It won't
go
be the first him. Time I heard that.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah. 465? Damn. Nah, you better type my number, baby, and you will find me.
You just got to show up a little earlier, man.
Yeah. You know? Just be ready for the bullshit.
Yeah, man. Mm. Just factor in the bullshit. And if there's no bullshit, then you're chilling.
Anyways, it's only when you get that one-off officer, man. Like,
it's true.
I just want to be traveling one day and then get a bad one and I'm done for. You know?
Just get reamed.
Yeah, you're fucking reamed. Oh, no, rimmed is something else.
No, that's a totally different activity. Fellas, you ever wonder why your knees hurt? Yeah. As you begin to age, man.
All the time.
I never wondered why. I've just been sad about it.
I feel that, man. Well, sometimes finding out the truth will bring light to your sadness, if you will.
You just see how you caused the demise of
your knees. Exactly. So this may explain. You remember?
Sheldon. Sheldon remembers this for sure.
My knees don't sound
like that. That's why you don't remember.
My knees don't sound like that. For the record, really I've never jerked in my life. For the record.
Cap.
No cap.
Cap, man. Cap, man.
Young people really he do be putting that, their knees through it.
Yeah, nah, facts. Not getting sturdy, it's a wrap for y'all niggas.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, like what? In the history of humans, like, it's just crazy that, you know, as long as humans have been around on this earth, certain humans have never seen that.
Yeah, that specific
you think so?
Dance?
That's just. Who the fuck was
you go back, flip back as many pages in the Book of Life, man. You will not see the damn pin drop.
Pin drop. You're not seeing a pharaoh do that shit. Like, you know what I mean? You're not seeing the Viking do that shit. You know what I mean? They just had other. What are we eating tonight? Us.
You got the skinnies and everything, man. Fuck.
What a time.
That
didn't hit me like that. The skinnies ain't hit me like. Yeah, I had some skinnier joints.
The skinnies hit me, but it wasn't for jerking though. The skinnies just hit me because.
How were they more comfortable?
They weren't. They weren't.
It's like it's your skin.
Yeah, and they were hard to find when I was trying to find them.
Skinnies,
bitties. Yeah.
Like unless you were like gonna drop like mad guap and shit, which obviously as a 16, 15 year old kid, I didn't want to do that. But like blue notes, like you had to like. They weren't at every blue note. So it was weird, man.
It had the weird skinnies and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the straight leg skinnies. Like, you know, but you want them. I wanted my shit. Like,
yeah. They were even making skinny. They were just making tight pants.
Yeah. And it was weird, though, because the legs would be mad skinny, but then the hips would be like.
The waist fit.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
I was watching a TikTok, a Get Ready TikTok. You said you bought some jeans from Blue Notes the other day, no?
Walmart.
That's what it was. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Real deal.
Yeah. Is Blue Notes still around?
They are, yeah.
Right? Okay.
There's one in Bentley.
Dog, Blue Notes had jeans.
Yeah, for sure.
Blue Notes had drip.
They had jeans.
they had them.
Blue Notes had drip because they had jeans.
They had graphic tees.
They had graphics.
They had
flannels. Blue Notes on it.
They had like collabs and shit. You could get like superhero. I had like some superhero tees from there.
What?
It'll be like an old school comic superhero tee.
I do remember that. I had a Superman shirt for some reason. I never really liked them.
Never.
I was like trying to get into them. Yeah. Oh, Blue Notes, you know what I mean? They got the jeans up.
It's the same with the Rock tees. Yeah, Rock tees. Yeah. And the NASCAR tees. Like, I don't wear none of them shits no more, bro. It's just a steez at the time.
Yeah.
I went to Plato's Closet.
Who's?
Plato's Closet. It's like a.
Oh, here?
Nah, in Canada.
They have that there?
They have that, yeah.
Oh, we know that closet? Here. Yeah. Right across from the gym.
And they do consignment. It's like EB Games. They going to rob the shit out you. Like
For clothes?
For clothes, bro. Mm. But they don't take everything. Mm. You know, EB Games, they're going to pretty much take everything. But I brought like a bunch of shit, bro. I even brought like all my babe shit because I'm trying to get rid of all my babe shit. So I just like, oh, fuck it. Let me see what they'll give me for it. They probably won't give me what I want, but I'm going to see. And like all this other shit, some Lacoste shit. Gave them a whole bag. You got to leave the bag there for them to go through it. Left the bag there, come back. just took all my NASCAR tees, that's it, and everything else. It gave me like 27 bones for like 7 t-shirts.
What are we a submit time, bro?
We a submit time. We can't authenticate the babe, so we're not gonna take it, bro. You guys should have a specialist in here.
What you talking about? You're missing out on these great deals.
The fuck.
Nah.
And then
I could have threw that shit in the garbage and made more money. Thanks, fucking man. Compost tax or some shit.
My Depop might be up by the time y'all see
if you're down to Depop and like go through the troubles of like photographing everything and you know what I mean, listing it in a look a 1-2 promo.
I made my account, so
I did that. But this is where I'll tell you why Depop will pop you, man. I said Depop.pop.
Yeah.
Depop wants to don't force me to be on your app or your site.
Say that. Mm-hmm. Why? Explain.
Bro, okay, I had a Depop and I went crazy. At one point, we just had too much shit and I just started going up to this.
Yeah, you know, right. What you need sold, man. I'll get that taken off your hands.
Didn't I sell your Xbox to somebody for you off Depop?
Oh, you think you sent it to someone, right?
I bought. I sold it, right?
And I think I brought it to the person. Brampton or some shit.
I was demon. Yeah, demon. I was
Depop.
I was Depop.
Sold
the
Xbox on Depop.
Pop that shit off the D, dog.
You can deliver on Depop.
If you can,
No.
He dropped it off.
Yeah, I just dropped it off. Cause I guess he probably just did the sale through Depop, but then it's like you don't got to pay for shipping and shit.
Cause he told me he's like, "Yo, I'm in Brampton. Can you drop it off?"
Oh, okay.
And I said, I won't.
I just thought he paid you for shipping. You're like, but why would we pay for shipping?
It was one of those. It was like, yo, you can just drop it off. I think I may have said, yo, I can ship it or I can just drop it off. And then Shells was in Brampton at the time, so I'm like, yo, next time you come here, you want to take this Xbox.
Proper.
That's funny. We used to send Shells away with hella shit downtown. If we had extra chocolate or whatever, take this.
To this day.
Yeah, literally, bro. This extra shit has to go distributed. Nice. But Depop, what they do is I had uploaded mad shit on there, and if you don't use it, they basically tell you, we're shutting the website down. We're shutting your account down. So they're forcing you to use it. And if you're not using it, your account's gone.
Really?
Okay. So I saw a hella drip on there, had my ratings, then they just took my account away, man. Like fucking Airbnb.
Damn.
Oh, what?
But it's you just gotta be on the app, or you gotta sell shit on the app.
You gotta be selling shit on the app.
Oh, that's crazy! So I guess selling or buying shit.
Yeah, like
damn, I can't just open it every couple of days.
Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy. What the fuck?
You have to be logging in. Like,
let me check them. Maybe they already closed my shit because I made it last week. I ain't touched it since.
Nah, probably not that soon. That'll be arms.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I remember it got funny because I started selling things and then people were tagging me and shit. I just sold them.
Like, don't do that.
And I was wearing
it. Keep it low, bro.
Just go. Weird.
Yeah,
live your life.
Yeah, man.
But at that point, Depop wasn't even like that. Like reselling your shit wasn't even like that. I feel like now, it's a lot more accepted. There's certain things I would donate, and certain things I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sell. I can't throw this away.
Right. Yeah. For sure. Even if I haven't worn it in months, I can't just give this away, bro.
It's worth something. I'm giving you bones.
Yeah, you gotta give me some. That's why I went to Play-Doh. So I'm like, I don't wear none of this shit no more. But fuck, man, I took $27, nigga, bought me some pizza and shit that night.
At least you ate that shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
Bare minutes. Depop got that shit because I got my camera off Depop. I bought my contacts off Depop. And I remember the girl just had two cameras and she didn't know which one she wanted. And then she decided she wanted the other one, so she was selling her contacts. But she was trying to go on. I love when someone's trying to go on a trip and they're just willing to get it off. To fund their trip.
Right.
And she told me, take it off your hands.
Catch a nigga slip.
But they be particular about the prices.
She was like, yo, I'm about to leave today. I just need some bread. Bought it for $6. And I remember how amped that was because the contacts is like 2 racks.
Great cameraman, yeah, for sure.
2 racks or something to shit for it. I got that whole offer, 600 Canadian, man.
Are you still in the film and shit?
I broke my fucking camera, man.
Right.
Broke my heart. Yeah, I just found a T3 that I'm getting, but it's one more. It's a newer from the T2, but it's like more recent, less problems. T2 breaks a lot, but I didn't notice. I got my T2 maybe in 2016.
Oh.
2017 I got my T2, I think.
Yeah.
So that's almost 10 years.
Yes.
Wear and tear.
Yeah, at this rate.
Yeah, but Yeah, I know. So I had to stop. But also, when I was shooting film, we're going like everywhere, man. We're traveling a lot. We're doing a lot of shit for the first time in the city. So it was like, all right, here. Then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. Weren't doing shit. Mm-hmm. Moved. Weren't doing shit. There's nothing. Trust me, there's nothing to photograph them.
Yeah.
Thing is, there is, man. There always is.
There always is.
Yeah, when
we're down bad. Film camera, it's going to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's like an inspiring moment.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, but now it's bad. Now I feel like it's all right. There's more time to, more things to like film and shit. I wish I brought my camera to Wales, man. It was beautiful out there, man. Yeah. Or even Portugal. Anywhere, man. Just taking pics, but it broke. I got to get it fixed. There's only one guy in the world that fixes it.
In the world?
In the States.
Oh.
Unless you're sending it to Japan, but that's
that's not that bad, though.
What?
Postal service is pretty good these days.
Nah, bro. To one man, one though. Man, like, fixing everyone. Everyone in the film world knows about this guy in New York.
But you think everyone's camera is broken right now type shit?
Anyone I'm sure that he's loaded film, up. Yeah. This nigga's backed up for sure.
Have you give it a try, though? Like,
to send it to him?
To, like, reach out to him?
I'm gonna have to drop it off personally when I go there.
I mean, time's already. You're not with it right now. You could just be not with it. And
true. It could be on the way.
it's with the cameraman. My cameraman in Orlando. So he was trying to fix it.
Oh, he was trying to fix it. Okay.
But it just so happened that this is how life worked. I didn't break the camera.
the camera just broke
but you broke hands. It
okay,
if someone dies in your hands, did you kill them?
No, it's internal.
Exactly.
But, no
that
no.
Gear was internal.
Okay,
did you drop it a couple times
on the eight?
I'm pretty sure I heard that shit smack the floor a couple times.
I dropped it, but it's gonna happen. But it's made of titanium.
So you broke it?
No.
You caused it to break.
I had the camera since 2017.
You got the wheels rolling towards a broken camera.
I took pictures.
After you picked it up off the ground, continued to stress it up.
Yeah, when you put it that way, fuck, man. Me.
Yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm.
But it's upsetting. We're in Utah taking pics. Right?
Nice.
I try to load more film because I'm like, all right, this roll's done. Reload. Close it. And it just, nothing's going. I'm like, wait, what the hell is supposed to roll the film? Mm-hmm. So what is that called now?
I'm not the cameraman.
You broke it earlier. And now you realize. Is you picking up the pieces?
Man, honestly, that one stressed me.
Well, you got nothing from Utah?
I got it, but like, it was just the last one. That's the last roll type beat.
Wow, yeah.
I know sometimes whether the roll doesn't work or sometimes you just don't have, you didn't realize you didn't have film. So the whole day's like, guys.
Or just nothing.
And
nothing.
That'd be the battery. Yeah, so the battery wasn't rolling.
Oh, fuck, roll. Niggas just posing up all day for no reason or shit.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I had niggas looking stupid sometimes.
You just blinking at us. Niggas just. Yeah. Bursting a flash on us.
Some things are like, yeah, some things are on me and some things are on the camera. But I brought it to a man to fix it. He said he couldn't fix it. Mm-hmm. And just the first day I went to this guy, I said, yo, you guys get any contacts? You guys get any contacts? Because Ebony is looking for a film camera. So I was like, I'll ask this guy out here. Mm-hmm. No contacts. I break my camera, bring it in. He can't fix it. He's like, yo, I just got a black T3. And I'm like, what? Those are hard to come by. And he said, yo, it's yours if you want it, because he didn't even put it up for sale yet. And I said, yo, man.
That price.
Nah, he's blessing me still. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
He's blessing me still, but I don't want to talk about it.
All right, okay. Nice.
Next.
What you got to do? Give him tree and shit.
Nah, he's just saying I can like shoot it, use it, take it, and just he'll put me on a payment plan.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Stretch it out. It's the same Michael Cat, man. Dog, he's an angel.
Wow.
I like that shit.
Yeah, he works at a little film shop out here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'll shout it out. I won't, because it's a small business. If you're in Orlando, and you have a film camera, or you have a camera that he fixes cameras.
Don't go up to them rude ass motherfuckers on the goddamn colonial and shit, bitch ass niggas,
don't
man.
Don't go to that nigga, man.
Or them bitch ass niggas. Shout them out too.
Yeah.
It's so rude,
bro. It's so
weird. Every single time. Stephanie's been in there, and then I've been in there with her, and then she went alone, and then heard from you that like, they're rude. I'm like, oh, okay, it's not just us.
Now they're rude and old, man, but This guy, Michael, at Kiwi Camera Service.
Sweetheart.
Fucking sweetheart. Sweet stash. They sell film in the background. They sell cameras in the background. Not just film cameras, like digital cameras. A couple Super 8 cameras as well. I shot my first Super 8 roll in Wales. I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
What's Super 8? What's that?
It's old film, like a little hand cam. So when you're holding the trigger, it's recorded onto that film.
It does video. It's a video. Oh, wow.
It shoots. These cameras, we're shooting right now 50 frames per second, right? We can shoot up to 60 if we needed to. We can go 120 if we needed to. The camera, the Super 8, shoots 16 frames per second.
Oh.
That's very slow. So that's like.
You're in the.
Slower than the movie.
What's that shit called? Yeah. The fucking. Shit, you look into the old toy and you put on your eye and you.
The kaleidoscope or whatever that shit's called.
I think that's something else, but.
Yeah,
different way, but kind of like, you know, this is going like slower anyway.
But point is, Kiwi Camera Service. If you guys are in, look at this man, he's legit.
Anybody with a head strap with a light on, they're already like they're elevated in their industry.
I believe you.
Like those barbers with the headlight, I'm like, I kind of gotta be messing with
$100. Is it?
Yeah. I'll pay the headlight. You don't have a headlight, you're not charging $100.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what's funny? I forgot to say this too, man. Sorry if you're watching. I went to Kiwi the same day I dropped off the camera because it was broken. I met a fellow Eagle in that store.
Nice.
He said, yo, I love the podcast. I watch the podcast. I shoot film if ever you guys need it. And then he just said, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like, it's my camera shop. He said, it's my camera shop. I said, hey, it's ours now. I told him I'd shut him on the next episode, but we already have recorded episodes and I forgot. But yeah, good local shop. You can't buy the T3, though. I took it. But yeah, he said he's going to bless me with a little payment plan. So I'm like, all right. Because that's the thing, man. I don't want to give you the price all up front.
Yeah.
The price he's giving to me is still very low than what the other. Like, this camera's going for about, like, $4,000 online.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked up still. New topic though, it's the memories, guys.
Man, everybody gonna be going to him.
Search up Contax T3, and the black version is even harder to come by. So he broke perfect camera, everything runs fine. He said 6-year warranty. Go back to him and fix whatever they can, like in there, you know. He's sick. He's sick.
They don't make any of the T3. Any of the
no man.
Dog, these shits are actually $3,000
U.S.
Yeah,
that's like wild.
It's up there. So the price he's giving me and how he's saying I can pay it, I'm like, hell yeah, I'll take that off your hands because you're not finding that again. But
yeah, that's just what was the shit? Because weren't you like watching the prices of those cameras go up?
Yeah, when I bought the T2, like it didn't really hit like that. So it was just kind of releasing that Kendall Jenner used it, and everyone's like after these cameras. But yeah, I got put on by a lot of like Charlie, Jamal, like a lot of people in Toronto. They had it and they kind of let me shoot with it and like see if I liked it because I was just shooting off of a a regular point and shoot like for like $5, $20 after I bought another one just off of downtown camera in Toronto. And then I was like, okay, I'm seriously investing it. And then I bought that one $500. So $600, sorry. I was just a steal for the contacts.
Damn.
Yeah. And then, but they're still selling it for like a rack. But then the right now the contacts T2 is about 15 to 2. And then T3 is like I said, like 3 to 4.
And they don't make no more T's?
Nah, those are done. They're often, that's why when they break, it's like only one man can fix it.
One less in the world.
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy. But they're just such a good camera.
I wonder if it'll be worth it for them to come back and make film camera like that. You know, continue making just.
They
those
should,
film cameras.
They could probably put new tech in it. And
yeah,
shit,
they're all know? Doing like yeah, like maybe see a screen or what you're. I wouldn't want.
I think
that,
there are some like that though.
Mm-hmm, they do honest. Digital ones. Yeah. Panasonic just made
Fuji,
one.
Fuji does make a digital film. It has like a film look. Mm-hmm. On the
Fuji gonna do it to you too.
Yeah, Fuji gonna Fuji you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Nah, but it's a nice little hobby to get into, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think photography should be. In everyone's wheelhouse, just
take
so you
a picture.
Get your memories and shit, you know.
Take a picture, like, man.
You know?
Real deal.
Yeah, it's the worst when I last thing before you jump off film. It's the worst when I give my camera to someone. You have 36 shots. Anyone that shoots film, you're gonna understand. Oh, like,
yeah,
they're precious shots. You know, if you're taking 3-4, I don't mind it, depending on what it is. Because sometimes your one shot, you're not gonna get it. But sometimes people don't, like, they just don't know what it is. And they'll be older than us. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, don't you guys remember film?
Remember?
Like, take one.
Oh, sorry, bro. Guys, ready? All right, I got 34 here.
Oh, my God.
34? It's doing something. Smoked my roll.
Oh,
it was important.
That's so real. I remember when I went to Costa Rica, there was like 6 pics of me on a horse, bro. I don't need, I just want one, man.
Just
get the good one. Nigga. Get a decent tutor. I'm good with that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. But it is what it is, man. So it's a fun world to get into.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have your little yami, man. I'm not a fan of bringing. Having hella, you know what I mean? The real photographers that have like a bunch of cameras strapped to them. It's like, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of weight to wield around.
I did that once at my niece's first birthday. I had a digital camera like this, and then I had a film camera, but a manual one.
Yeah.
And I was just like switching it.
Just busy.
Yeah, I was like, it's too much.
I didn't feel like a guest anymore,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I was working, but you know.
That's why a point and shoot's nice. Oh.
Point and shoot, yeah.
Yeah, you can literally.
Can I see it? Nope.
Yeah, you'll see it later. Yeah, and that's the best part. You just forget about
it's
man.
It's true,
but.
Man. Yeah. But I found like for me when I was shooting film, I just like, I had too much. I took every shot too seriously. So like I would have one roll for like 3 months because I'm like, we ain't doing nothing for me to shoot this.
Yeah, you got
to
forget
about
it.
You have to get into
it.
That mode of just, but then racking up filming, it gets expensive.
But you got nah, because this.
But the memories are priceless, man.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you be looking at your old baby pictures and shit, and it's like half of it is just in your house fucking around.
It's true.
Just
yeah,
doing nothing.
Yeah.
Your mom sitting on the couch and shit.
Yeah. But you say, oh, I remember when I took this picture here and all that. So, if anyone in Orlando is going to Kiwi Camera Service, let Michael know that Trey sent you. Just say Trey sent me from random order. That's it. So next time I see him, he's gonna say, oh. You're a real nigga. He's white, so he can't say that, but he'll think about it.
You're a real
say it in his head.
Good guy.
You're a real good guy. Nah, he's a sweetheart.
You're a solid dude.
Yeah, straight. Y'all see him, Barbie?
Yeah, I checked him out, man.
Oh, you watched it?
You watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it, but how'd you feel about it?
Nah, shit was good. I enjoyed the movie. I was like, yo, this is cool. This is a cool concept. I enjoyed getting into the world and shit. And
what
how
is
they,
the concept?
How they built it out. It's a Barbie world.
It's a Barbie
you know,
world.
It's literally
like Black Mirror type of thing, but Barbie?
Kind of, yeah. So like the Barbies in theory like have their own world.
Mm. Oh.
And but they're like tethered to like their actual Barbies in the real world. Being played with like their whatever, their owners and shit.
Really?
So, yeah. So it
okay.
At first glance it just seems like the Barbie world stands on its own, but then they're like, oh, there's a whole real world and da, 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 da. So basically in the Barbie world, women rule the world.
Right. So you recommend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun watch. Yeah, it's an event.
Nice.
Ladies are digging it. It's a visually appealing movie as well.
Right.
It's just very bright colors.
It's
shit.
Not. Yeah. It's not like. Is it like a pop movie? Like you know what I mean? Like is it
what
like
you mean?
A mainstream you get mainstream energy from it? Like,
oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for okay. sure. You see the big, big budget and shit. Yeah, you know, this okay. is a big.
But like in a bad way though, like, cause you know, like, what's an example I can give? Maybe like a Grease. Like you watch Grease, like I ain't for me. You know, like
Grease. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I don't even say
that's
it's
a musical
for me.
Though.
It is a musical, yeah. But to me, it just like it's so hot. It feels so Hollywood. Like, does it feel Hollywood? Or does it have some soul to it?
Yeah, it has some soul. Yeah, so I was surprised. Like, I thought it was gonna be like some, you know, cheesy,
right.
super cheesy shit to laugh at and fuck off. And I'm like, oh, this. I'll call myself laughing and shit.
Okay, cool.
It was entertaining.
I'm gonna catch you at the crib. I'll tell you that. I ain't
yeah,
catch
yeah,
you.
No, all day, all day.
I ain't gonna catch to you. Y'all got enough bees, anyways.
Yeah, for real.
I'm gonna catch you at the real crib talk. For sure. I still gotta see Mermaid. That, yeah, I think that's too, on man. Disney Plus now, though. So I'm gonna probably
boot
watch
that. Up.
That. Boot that.
Dog.
Yeah, it was nice, man. They had some nice messages and shit, man.
Nice, nice.
Felt bad for being a guy and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry, guys.
Oh, really? It's one of those, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know how sometimes there's no Wi-Fi on the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling y'all on my flight to Frankfurt,
mm-hmm.
that I had a bad seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was trying to text Julian. I was trying to text Julian, but no Wi-Fi on the plane. So I'm like, all right, if he's on his phone, let me see if he has AirDrop on. Mm. So I wrote in my notes, my back fucking hurts.
Trying to
screenshot it. I tried to like drop it to him, but I guess he was sleeping. How fucking funny
that's
is that,
funny.
Bro?
That's hilarious. That's a smart move, man. That's
oh, you don't AirDrop pics to like send like.
I just wouldn't think to do blitz. It on the plane, but that's amazing. That's pretty.
Yeah, no, I was trying to tell crafty. Him, like, yo, yeah. fuck, turn around, bro. That shit hurts, man.
Mm-hmm. At least but, just look at me, though. It just yeah, made me feel better.
Yeah.
It's okay,
oh,
I'll be fine.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enjoy your seat.
Yeah, man, that nigga's living up there. I was almost about to ask him, are you trying to switch?
Switch, you know what I'm saying? Do 5 for 5, brother.
Yeah. Oh, word, man. Word. Oh, my God. And what's up with, like, U.S. or European countries? Like, let's stick to one thing. You know what I mean? Like, they switch up gas. They switch up miles. They switch up the kilometers mm-hmm. and
it's only
Celsius.
The States that switches that shit up, by the way.
Well, okay, if it's them, it's them. But I'm in the first class lounge. Yeah. When I was in the thing, my buddy had a pass. I was just his yeah. number one.
He said, "Stay close to me."
Yeah,
fucking tackled.
Y'all don't get too much food. I go to get a breakfast. Where our flight was like at it was an early flight, so they're serving breakfast. And if you ever been like any like lounges in the airport, they serve food. They give you like unlimited drinks. It's an open bar. You just get what you get, but there's certain times where you take advantage and certain times where it's like the company's going to win because it's 5 a.m, you're not going to order drinks, shots, or whatever, depend on, you know?
Mm.
So I go and I get this whole plate, and our morning's already kind of going a little rocky. We had to wake up at 4 a.m., take a 2-hour drive to Birmingham because there's no airport in Wales. Like you got to drive to either Manchester or fucking...
It's Birmingham?
Someone, yeah. Birmingham or Manchester. So it's a 2-hour drive there. We finally get there and I'm tired. Whole ruckus to get my bags checked in and shit. They're doing the whole security scan. Something's going off in my bag. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm finally here trying to get some food. Put some eggs on there. I'm ant. Scrambled eggs, whatever. I'll take it. Some glizzies. I did like 3 breakfast glizzies. Sausage breakfast is... Sausage, they may be the best.
Yeah.
Breakfast sausages.
Yeah.
Y'all do the maple brown sugar?
Yeah, dude, man, come on. Yo, the way they grill, too, is just
roll. Just rolling, bro. Oh, my God.
I like that golden brown.
Yeah.
They just turn over the dead body. Yeah. Golden brown.
Yep.
You do a slow sear on that all of them. Like fucking, spatula.
Yeah, you just flatten them out like pavement.
360 sear all day.
Yeah.
Yo, it's good.
It's good.
I don't even care what part of the cow this is, nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Season it with maple, nigga.
Good. I see a bunch of them laying down just like this. I say, yo, I'm going in. I already had the eggs on my plate. I put about 5 of them. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in the first class lounge. No one else is eating these? 5.
I'm eating them.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Put the whole spatch and just lift
them.
Just lift off. However much the spatch holds.
Then I get some bacon. Slap it on top. It looks like a spider nest on my shit. Like, it's just a fucking...
Spider nest?
Just with hella food caught in it.
Web?
The web, yeah.
Oh, I don't think they nest.
Kamashi was so big, it was a nest. It was a spider web with shit caught in it. So I'm there now. I'm fucking. You understand me, right?
Nah, for sure. The visual.
I'm here. I'm here. My plate is made. The only thing left to get is ketchup, right?
Oh, boy.
I'm in Manchester or whatever. I don't even want to make this a claim because I don't know if y'all do that. Mm. I get ketchup and I see it, they're serving ketchup with a spoon. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this serving ketchup? Whatever. I'm going to ask a question. In my case, it helps source my nuts.
This is confirmed ketchup or it just looks like ketchup?
So that's. I go sit down. Fucking ant, bro. Episode 143 just dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Prop that up. I'm fucking there with my headphones. Noise cancellation. I say, yo, it's time to tune in.
It's time to wild
and
out.
Go in. Bro, I take a bite. Dog, first off, it's fucking salsa. Who the fuck eats salsa with breakfast?
Like salsa, like tomatoes.
Salsa, like salsa, like Tostitos
yeah,
salsa.
Yeah, Tostitos yeah, yeah, salsa. Yeah, 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 I say, all right, Bridget, you're trying to fuck with me. I scrape it off. I lose 3 bacon strips in the process.
No way.
I was pissed. Even though I can go and get more, I lose about 3. Take it off. I can slap it on the napkin. I said, at least I still got my eggs, man. No ketchup.
Nice.
Going for my eggs, I eat it. I'm like, why does it taste like dust?
The eggs.
Bro, so you know the sand to fucking egg mix?
Yeah.
You gotta search it up. It's a sand it's powdered eggs. That's what it is, powdered eggs.
For the marmy cats and shit.
Yeah, I said, bro, am I going to the moon? Fine.
So scrambled, you just scrambled
it's
eggs?
Scrambled dust.
Oh my god.
I scraped the fucking eggs off my face. I said, no. I'll get to where Julian's at. He's not even in the lounge. Scrapped the eggs off my plate. All that stuff is my trusty glizzies, man. These never let me down.
Yeah.
I bite a glizzy. I promise. You know me. I would have ate it. Put it down. Scrape the glizzies off my plate.
Fuck.
Everything is
bad.
Bad. Inedible. Dusty foot dog.
I ain't never heard eggs described as dust. I ain't gonna lie.
Dusty eggs? Powdered eggs, bro. I was pissed.
That's an actual thing, is what you're saying.
100, it was powder. I could taste the dust.
Powdered eggs.
This is the first class lounge.
This is the first class lounge.
This is how they treat.
This is how they treated me.
Say it up,
bro. The sausage tasted like. Honestly, like, I don't even know, man. Like, it's like you pierced through the skin and then the sausage fell out.
Ew.
I didn't
you
even know how
to
eat
nah.
dog,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, this is a thing.
It's a thing.
Powdered
you
eggs.
Don't do that there.
Powdered eggs, yeah.
Yeah, real deal.
But I guess in Europe, they just get down different, man. I don't know. Maybe I missed the ketchup, but sauce on my bacon and eggs, man. I was fuming, man. I just had to drink tea.
Military powdered eggs.
Yeah. You don't
but
do
they
that.
Have eggs.
They have it. I'm gonna keep
like they have no eggs. Like they're in space.
Bro, I was furious, man. Because morning time, you know, you just want to eat. That's the only thing setting your day right. Mm-hmm. A good meal.
Before I hop on this bird, man. Get me right.
Sorry,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah,
it gets
sketchy sometimes, man. Yeah.
And this is before your flight to where?
Portugal.
Yeah.
I went to Lisbon. But sure, it's been fucked me up. Yeah. And the thing was, I think this is karma because so there's one guy that we're rolling with named Thomas, man. Shout out to Thomas who watches the podcast. He said we'd be having him dying, man. Shout out to T Dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get in the lounge and he's saying, I have access. And I said, no way. He says, I only have access to bring one of y'all. There's two of us.
Okay. Mm.
So I look at Julian and I'm saying, all right, like go in. And we'll see the season when we get there.
Yeah.
Like, tell me if it's nice. And if it is, bring out a plate. I wasn't tripping about going in
there. Bring out a plate.
That's what I'm going to trip. You don't bring out a plate. Because we have our story about Waleed when he got global access.
Yeah, no sharing with him.
No sharing. So anyways, we get there, and then she's like, oh, you can only bring one guy under your pass, and if you want to buy an additional pass, it's $20 for that other guy to get in. But I'm not trying to sit in the airport, everyone coughing and shit. Our flight was like 2 hours. Like, you try to sit on the couch, eat some food. So I'm like, bro, $20? I'm like, yeah. June's like, no. Starts walking away. I'm like, you just take the free pass. I'll pay the $20 and or £20 and get into the lounge and chill. Mm-hmm. He's like, nah. But sometimes, like, I don't know what it is. Once one person says, fuck this, I feel like it changes something in, like.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It changes, like, the eggs became powdered when he said, fuck this, and walked away. If he said, nah, like, yeah, I'm down, let's do it, I maybe would have enjoyed the eggs a little bit more.
Interesting,
you know what I mean?
Interesting.
That nigga would hate them eggs. That nigga would hate them.
But yeah, he said, forget it, he's going to wait, and he ended up having a better time than us, man. But
yeah, I would have just paid a store for that shit, man. Downstairs in the normal lounge.
Yeah, I still would have paid to get in there because it was just chilling for an hour. Got to charge my shit, get some coffee, get some Wi-Fi, spread this shit out.
They gotta add some things to airports, man.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't want to get my shoes shined.
That's old.
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's like for the horse.
And if I have a 2-3 hour layover, like, bro, that's 20 minutes.
The last thing I'm going to ever do, nigga, let me go fucking polish my shoes.
Yeah, I'm probably wearing Crocs or something. Like, what the fuck? Like, niggas are in the airport with hard bottoms on?
Maybe flying for like a bit for a meeting and shit.
Okay, if you're going for the
fresh off the jet to the meeting.
Fresh off the jet, yeah.
But I'm at the table, nigga. I'm out fucking standing on stage. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But nigga, bring your shiny shoes. Yeah, like, put it in the shiny shoe bag.
Where's the arcade? Is this the mall? Man? Where's the mall? Yeah, there's some. It's like kind of like a mini mall. In there,
but here in Orlando, the mall here is fucking goons trying to say, "Hey, nice shoes, bro. Come here, let me show you my solution."
Oh, that's the other shiny shoes.
Nigga, stop, man. my solution go crazy. I'm like, bro, I don't care. But they need to fix it. And again, in Frankfurt, I was tired. We had a five-hour
airport. Gym in any airports?
They have showers.
I bet they would. Yeah,
Singapore,
huh?
Yeah, no, you're gonna get sweating and shit, miss your flight.
But they're gonna put the shower with the thing.
But in Germany, they had these pods, and you basically rent it out, sleep there for however long you want, and then they change. You've seen where the laundry was, where they swap it out, and you can go shower there. But I told Drew, I'm like, bro, it's now or never. We made this decision because I'll go into this pod and lock. Close the blind, you're in there sleeping.
Crawling. It's like a bed pod.
It was like a door. Like it was, the room was probably maybe half a quarter of this room. Mm-hmm. Like just a sliver, but long ways.
Just enough for a bed,
some bags, and for you, like there's no toilet in there. You have to go somewhere else. But it's just that. I'm like, bro, that's how you airport.
Yeah. Real deal.
Yeah.
I feel like chairs could be better too for everyone, man. Mm-hmm. So the first class lounge, you know what I mean? They be giving them niggas the hard ass chairs and shit.
Stop being so cheap, man.
It just makes everyone miserable in the airport and shit. No wonder everyone's so fucking miserable.
Mm. Like, I agree. All right. If you want to go pay for whatever, like the lounge access and you're getting food and shit, all right, cool. You can't give free food off for everyone. All right.
Yeah.
You guys want to pay for that? Pay for that. But have a cool, chill spot. New airports are doing that, though. I got to give them credit.
Yeah, they got the P5s in Paris.
Where's that?
Who?
P5s.
What's the
PS5s?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like some shoes.
Yeah.
No. PS5s in Paris. Paris Airport, they have those. So I feel like shit like that. I don't gotta be video games. It could just be like maybe like a little movie theater.
Just some love.
Like something, you know, something that you
show
know?
Some love. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Show some love. Show some damn respect.
Yeah.
Real deal.
I thought y'all was waiting for y'all to support me there.
I was like, yeah, that's
that's what it boils down to still. Why do they upcharge things?
Like what?
Because it make money. Mm.
But damn.
And niggas gonna do there. It.
Like it's niggas in here already.
Yeah.
They want more.
You know how many people are
trying to milk
That's what I'm saying. But like, yo, Wendy's could be the same here as it is outside and you would still make money.
Yeah.
They make money outside.
But they're like, it's you know how we make more?
It's also a little bit... You got to understand, man. When you're working at the airport, you got to always go through security. You got to pay the people a little bit more because it's like, yo, you're working at... Everyone has to go through security. Imagine going to the airport as your work. Uh-huh. It's busy. Parking's fucked. Like, you'd have to pay me more to work at the airport.
So what are you saying?
I don't know.
What are you saying specifically about...
I think they're boosting up their prices because, like, to get the shit in there, truck deliveries and everything, to get the all the equipment in there, it's like everything is going to be a little bit more because more security, more secure. Like,
I mean, they probably got their airport tax to pay.
In the in the terminal, they probably got to. Yeah. I didn't think of that, too.
Airport said, we going to need something, nigga. So they're like, all right, guys, $17 sandwich.
Yeah.
I thought they offset it, I guess.
I thought it was because, you know, you got to go through it because the gate, the food in the terminals and in the actual, like, gate areas and all that, you're going to have to, you got to go through shit to get there. You can't just get there. You know what I mean? That's what I was kind of thinking. But, yeah, maybe they're just paying tax to the airport to say, yo, I'm selling my shit here.
Expenses and making more bread.
Crazy.
I want to say Chick-fil-A was kind of like the same price.
It was.
It was in the A or one of them airports.
Really?
My shit was the same in Terminal 3.
Man. It's always a blessing to see that red chicken when you land at a mysterious airport.
It's true.
That damn red chicken.
Yeah. They got it in the new section of MCO. They got Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I got a little breakfast that day I left.
Yeah. Oh, you left from you did. Airport.
They need to do that to Terminal A and B. MCO, get rid of that.
Get on it, man.
Strip the carpet, man.
Rip fucking carpet off the ground, bro. It's time.
Rip it out. I hate low carpet. Like, if you're going to be carpet, at least have some, like, this is good. I'll take this because I you can keep me warm. Carpet where it's just low, but it's like hardwood. I'm like, dog.
What? Hardwood, yeah.
That's what MCO has going on there, man. It's just like.
But I wonder how, like, I don't know. Maybe it would affect them a lot financially to, like, because you got to stop the airport, right? Like.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, but you can redirect. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
go to Terminal 3 for now.
But how many planes can fly out of there type of thing?
They can do a little section by section. All right, don't look over here. All right, cool. Don't look over here. Y'all go about your business.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how that time just came and passed.
Yovid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a goddamn time.
Where is it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even want to be that type of podcast, a conspiracy podcast.
You're talking about aliens, like, right? We're there.
Yeah, we are. And they confirmed it now. They confirmed it, man.
They did.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
I don't even know what and who to believe until I see it. I mean, they could do all the press conferences and shit and all the trials and shit. Show me 4K. This is the, you know what I mean? We're talking about fucking big budget agencies and, you know what I mean, organizations talking about the communications and interactions with aliens. All this yapping. Show me.
Aliens should have been in a zoo. Yes, me.
Show me a pic.
I'm just saying.
Animals shouldn't even be in the zoo.
They shouldn't, but they there. So
show me a video.
Put the motherfucker in there. Let me go pay my little $49.50, whatever, and go see that.
It's all a show too, huh? Humans are fucked, man. I'm like, that's what, look.
Put it in a cage so I can see it.
Yeah. Same time, I agree with
you.
I gotta be safe.
Yeah, you're right.
The only thing is, like, we can get away with it. Cause they don't put us in cages,
in a cage,
man. They don't put us in those shackles, man. Yeah.
Come on,
Pound, man. It's crazy, man. But
yeah,
we need to put cats in shackles, man, for this shit right here, man.
Oh my god,
that's the type of reason I don't
shackles fuck with cats. Crazy too.
Look, normal day, moving the fridge. Cat started acting up. Look, it's on you for no reason.
I'm kicking him. Hey, no funny.
You know it's all nails.
Mm. Oh my god.
Mm. He quick with it though.
You dancing, food dancing.
Don't drop a bucket on it, like.
Where's your cousin?
Nigga.
Yo, cats are mysterious, man.
Holy fuck.
Look at that.
Nah, I don't like that, bro.
And if you look at that, oh, bro, what you don't want a cat to be mad at you, bro.
I'm going outside. That's your house now, bro. That's your crib, fam. Hold that down, dude.
Yo, scarier than the dog, man.
Honestly, no, 100%.
You gotta give the cat away.
I bet he raised her up.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
But you gotta get the cat to give the cat. So I don't even have the balls to pick it up to give it.
Literally makes no sense. Like, was he like fucking?
Yo, cats. I've seen cats just snap and just change and just like, yo, just no apparent reason, just looking at you different.
What? Nah, his energy off, man. That's what it. But cat is, you gotta think about what a cat is, man.
Tell me.
Nah, it's
So what?
A beast.
A tiger?
It's just, it's supposed to be outside, man. Like, we're not supposed to be living with, what do you call it when you're living with a...
Domesticated?
Domesticated animal. Yeah. Not supposed to be fucking with them.
I agree.
Like, a dog really and truly...
Can be and is.
I think it's just been long enough that it's just like, all right, I'll rock with y'all.
That's what it was. It was brand new, right? Were we looking this
up? Yeah, we did. We literally, in other
podcasts. Yeah.
Cats 145, have been, I think.
Dogs have been around longer. Cats haven't been. So this is Zootopia effect, man. They're just tweaking.
Yeah, give them a few other 100 fucking thousands of years. Maybe they'll stop scratching us up and shit.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy.
I wonder if his legs are done up. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, scratch up. Yeah.
Shaved off.
Scratch up.
Question, kind of weird, but you guys lotion your back?
I don't know.
If I can.
I thought of the times I did lotion my back. I'm like, wow, nigga. Yeah,
I can't lie, bro. It's a wild, inconvenient thing to do.
Yeah.
But yo, you gotta do it, man. Like, yo.
I can't see it. I don't even know what's going on back there.
I feel you, man. But I don't know, man. I'm just watching my girl. Like, she looks at her whole body. Like,
yeah, they be coming out shiny.
They do everything. And yeah, I need to get like that. Like, I need to get on that level. You feel me? Because I know I'm might be walking around with an ashy back,
scaly back, nigga.
You feel me?
Can't. Yeah, you can't be sheened up and then you got Matt on your back. Just see all the finger traces where you couldn't reach no more.
I don't even.
Yo,
I don't even look at my back. I don't know if that's crazy to say, but I don't look at my back
No, it's not crazy because it's your back. Like, you know, it's not you're not an exorcist thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, but nah, like, I really was like, you know, like, past couple weeks just deliberately, like, getting it, man, doing what I got to do, finding new techniques to get my back. My girl's around, bro. Hit this spot for me. Like, it's important, man. You got to lotion your back, fellas.
You know, I wash my back.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
I got the little
brush. Yeah.
You got the reach.
Oh, you got that.
I got a long loop for Seka Hideum. Like,
oh, you got that. Oh, yeah, I got that, too. The African.
Yes.
Yeah, shit's hard, man.
What Africa got to do with
African
that?
African sponge.
It's like an African washcloth or something like that.
I think antibacterial.
Yeah, it's nice, man. It's like, imagine a loofah, but just a long piece of...
You can feel it scraping the skin off of shit. It's nice.
Yeah, it's like
all like a dead skin. Thing. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just let the water hit my back and I'm washed.
Damn.
You gonna be getting them back bumps?
Yeah. Nah.
Because you get them back bumps.
I just do. You know when you gotta reach something on top of a fridge but you can't quite get it, so you just like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I do with my back. Like, I'll go as far as I can go and then whoop.
But you could really get it if you like switch hands and shit. Like, you
I do that together with some arm teamwork.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. But there's still gonna be like, I'm probably missing, like, my spine's probably dirty.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, like
it's gonna be like a no man's land reach. Yeah, no matter what.
No, I reach with this.
Yeah, bro, I remember when I was younger, I never understood like how to dry my back. So I would just get out and like my back would be wet.
Fuck it.
Like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Then my older brother showed me like the one of those.
Yeah. That's how I started drying.
Yeah.
I said, oh, if I just you can't go too crazy. That's when it starts to burn. Fucked up your back.
But that was my first life hack that I ever learned, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to bro for that, man. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, it's a very manly thing to just throw on a fucking shirt and you have wet splotches on your back. Yeah, babe, what are you doing for dinner? Nigga, drying your back off.
Are you sweating already?
Oh, sorry.
You just look like a mess, man. Like,
I got back pimples off that though. Like, not dry. Or like, they're called water pimples or something like that.
Oh, really?
When you don't dry your back properly, look at my. It's like almost like whiteheads. I don't even
know if I want to look at that.
I'm taking you up on water pimples.
I'm trying to change it. Trying to go a little further.
I think it's called a pimple or something like that.
Search water back pimple.
No, water pimple.
On back. You gotta say right, on right. back.
Oh, these shits. This is a blister. It's not a pimple.
Nah, look at that.
Vasilis are.
Yo, man, this shit is disgusting. Ah, no, I can't look at it. I can't look at
no, that. It's not a blister. It's called a bula. No, ooh. just say it's not that. Just say if you don't dry your back properly.
Okay, well now I'm gonna get down. So no, I'm looking for it.
No, but you're gonna see the pimples that I got.
You said water pimple.
Back knee is, you know, crazy.
Back knee, yeah.
Just say not drying back when you're out of the shower.
Okay, damp back bumps.
That'll do. Sometimes I get small. Why am I getting small bumps on my back?
Okay, listen. What happens
if you don't dry your back?
When don't dry back?
Back wet.
Yes, I think that's a racial. The dry air evaporates the water from your body and it cools it.
Cap. Go to images.
Yeah, what happened? Show me what happened. Oh.
That's what it is. If you like that, I'd get those. So it's almost like back knee, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I think that is back knee, to be honest.
Yeah. So yeah. When I wasn't drying my shit properly, it was like that. My back is nice now though. My back is good.
Smooth back?
Yeah. Nice. I'm pretty smooth back. I wouldn't want, you have hair on your back?
Man, it's like the fine. It seems like the is laying down the groundwork for right now? A hairy future. Yeah.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry.
Bro, who needs hair on their back? Yeah, if I can't dry my back, I'm definitely not shaving my back.
Yeah. Because we're monkeys, man. That's all it is. And that's why sometimes I just want to tap in with my monkey side. Because, bro, I went to go get a haircut, and obviously we have beards, but my hair was growing up to my cheeks because I just, like, I wasn't even lining it up because to go full beast when you get a haircut, you know, give the barber more hair to, like, shape your beard. Mm-hmm. So I just went beast mode, and he's like, yo, your hair is growing to your eyes, but also my eyebrows are growing down. Oh my God. And my hair is lit. He's like, yo, you have a hairy face. And I was like, Then I just tapped in. Like, it just went full mode. I was like, yo.
You know what I'm ripping? You said I'm Ripley's boys.
Fucking werewolf, man.
I'm telling you, bro, if I move to Alaska, I'm going beast mode.
Ripley's hairy guy. Remember this cat?
I do remember that guy.
Hair man. Real rap, no, man. Shit. Man. Shit's legit.
His name is Hair Man?
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
That was cat, right?
Nah, Larry Gomez, man.
That's hair on his face?
Yeah.
That's not a tat, too?
Nah. I remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, honestly, this would be a nightmare for me still.
Yeah. That's racist.
No, it's called Wolfman.
No, it's racist.
What?
Doing blackface.
He's doing hair face.
See how easy it is to get canceled? Nah, I wouldn't smoke with him. I'd be scared.
It's in the lineage, man. Primates and shit, man. Yeah. Lineage of thumb havers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. I say it a lot. Also, when I was in Wales, I kept dropping that. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. What, is everything okay? Like, oh, yeah, no, it's just the chicken's fire.
What?
Oh, the chicken is good. That shit was one part was weird. We're on the menu. We're looking at the menu, sorry, and there's like some lamb shanks. And she comes over and she said, the waiter says, oh, yeah, the lamb shanks are really good. Like they're super fresh. Like, they came in this morning. But there's so much farmland for real. So the sheep literally just get slaughtered. I'm like, yo. In a weird way, I almost didn't want to order it because I'm seeing all these sheep around and goats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so nice. Cute. You know those, you ever eat like a full shrimp?
No, yeah. Only in halves.
Why not? What do you mean, what?
Because who doesn't eat a full shrimp?
Nah, but like, you know what I'm talking about,
the
right? Like,
the whole joint.
I just feel weird with them joints. Like,
oh, like to pick him apart and
You see the face and shit. Like, crazy. Like,
I remember like not knowing, like, it was obviously, this is a kid still, but like not knowing what a shrimp was in full. Like, I knew what a shrimp was. It was just like a thing that a handle and a fucking curl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw a real shrimp. I'm like, oh, that's how it starts. And the fact that the shrimp doesn't start off pink, it just threw me off for a little bit. I saw a live shrimp just gray and translucent and shit.
And that's what I was saying the other day, man. It's like these animals really, it's unfortunate they don't know what happens when we put them to the fire.
Not to mention a little bit of seasoning.
A little bit, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm excited about you.
Yeah, trust me, man. Pepper shrimp.
Yeah. Like, you have to.
That'd be an honor.
Yeah.
If I'm a shrimp, I'm going to go out. I better be in a bag of pepper shrimp.
Yeah.
At least.
Sometimes when these rappers are talking about packs.
Yeah.
Talking about smoking on pass, I'll be honored. Apparently, Tupac told his boys to smoke him.
I wonder what the hell that was about.
Honestly, I'm with cremation, so y'all can smoke me for sure.
You, I don't need to go in your lungs.
Yeah, I don't need to do that.
Your bloodstream, that's a lot to ask.
If you're into that, you know, the thing is that's into that, I would be honored.
Is that really a thing?
That is a thing.
Yeah,
to smoke someone?
To smoke someone's ashes. And then you get a piece of them. You get a random fact about them.
Yeah, no.
You get a random attribute about them.
No, this nigga watching How High or something.
Wake up, can hoop.
Hey, man. Smoke my nigga.
It's like sprinkling your fucking ashes in the ocean or something.
Right? Yeah, do that. That's not in my neck.
Nah, it's the same shit, bro. You put me in the air, though.
But it's in your body first.
I'm inhaling.
You're just blowing out the waste. Though.
But what if I accidentally inhale? Like, you're saying, do you like a cigar?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what if like I just accidentally inhale?
Well, I mean, okay. I think he said put
him in a blunt.
Yeah,
so he's saying if you're rolling, if you're smoking weed, you're going. Inhale.
But you're not.
But Tupac's so mysterious.
You just holding it. You might put it, but you it come out.
But you hold it so it could bond to the, you know what I mean, to your lungs and get in the bloodstream and shit. And then the rest is just like, all right, I can't do nothing with this. You get high and shit, and then I don't know what type of effects ashes has on. I feel like you start having bad dreams and shit.
Are good dreams, you know?
That's why you smoke a little. I don't even quit, man. I'm good.
Yeah, you heard about Jeezy. He said he got paranoid one time when he smoked. He said he was listening to some song. And he felt like the song was chasing him when he was high one time. And
he didn't smoke
for 10 years.
The song was chasing him?
That's what he said.
Like the beat?
Yeah, he said the beat was chasing him.
Tupac asked his boys to smoke him. It was the Outlaws.
This is real?
Yeah, it's in his song. It's in his song, Black Jesus. He rhymes, we die clutching glasses filled with liquor bombastic. Cremated, last wishes, my niggas smoke my ashes.
Smoke me, man.
I need to do a Google quick, man. Should I smoke?
Just sprinkle a little bit of me in there. Don't do like a whole joint of just me, though. That's kind of weird.
He said the conversation was a very real conversation. This is Outlaws member and Tupac when he was alive. He was giving us some history on where it came from, what he learned about it, why he thought it was something interesting. Wouldn't it be some shit if one of us died just so we can always be a part of each other if we did that? Wouldn't that be something? Shit you talk about while you're young and high.
So it's just Tupac just had an idea, a high thought?
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, please. Beat it.
Snorting. Snorting?
When did we get to that?
Yeah, I ain't snorting. Don't snort.
Can I snort my friend's ashes? Let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go.
It's over, bro.
You ain't taking enough pics, man.
Come on, one last moment, nigga. You gonna join him, if anything.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild as fuck.
You know, I wouldn't even, like, I'm not gonna leave a quest for niggas to go do something to me after I'm gone. Like,
go spread me in Iceland.
Yeah.
I
always wanted to go to Iceland. So yeah.
Spread me on the Arctic.
Bro, I'm putting you at Jacuzzi Park.
I'd haunt you.
Because imagine you, that's just where the spirit is just, that's where you are for the rest of your life. Fucking Jacuzzi.
Hearing damn sheep feeding shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jacuzzi Park is a little Brampton gem. It's a little.
Yeah.
Is it still a petting farm?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a petting farm, little grounds and and lakes and stuff.
I remember the first time I smelled a barn.
Not pleasant.
Yeah, and it was probably Jacuzzi Park where I'm like, yo.
Bro, sometimes like with the right amount, sometimes like manure, doesn't smell good, hey, hold on, let me, you know what I mean? It's just like, farm.
Yeah,
Like I can understand a farmer. Yeah. I could tap into the psyche.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it smells like, yo, this smells like legit straight shit. And that's not too far.
Like the manure, like, go ahead.
You know what I mean?
The manure to help the grass grow type shit. There's different types.
Yeah, I think there's different types. Sometimes it's like.
You saying sometimes it smells.
Like I wouldn't crack my window. Like,
okay. Yeah. Okay. But I'm like, all right.
We're on farm. Yeah.
Mm. Or maybe it brings you back to Jacuzzi Park.
Yeah. There's certain types of manure. Because they use manure to help plants grow and crops grow and all that. So, but it's just, if it's just straight cow action.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But isn't it straight cow action?
No, because they'll mix some other things in there.
Like what?
Let me see. What is manure exactly?
Yeah.
Manure ingredients?
I'm going to start saying that, man. I got to go manure, brother.
Manure ingredients?
Yeah, see? Additional water.
shit in water.
Animal feces in urine. That's what it says, bro.
I get what he's saying.
But like, what else, man? There's a certain type. It's just like manure light. Like diet manure. Yeah. Bro, you know, you're driving to Orangeville, and it's just like you know, farmland.
But you probably smelling like maybe some flowers, maybe some plants.
Then say that there it is. Y'all, okay. Help me there.
I'm really trying to help him get out of the hole. I'm like, come on, man.
Shit, smell good, nigga, with the right angle.
Nah, I get what you're saying, man. Say when you go smell the ocean.
Nah, but I don't like a fishy ocean. I was gonna say that's why I don't like. Sometimes you just buy a fishy shrimp. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Oh my god.
And
like
I feel bad bringing, you know, throwing the shrimp in the garbage and
shit. Nah, a seagull will pick it up.
That's real rap, man. Circle of life.
Yeah, circle of this life. Yeah.
Man. I feel like I could chat all day, man. But this, yeah, you know, sure, what I mean.
Sure. How long has it been?
Bruh. I'm 13.
Put a beat on.
Yeah.
Spiritual rap, man.
Spiritual rapper.
Yeah, spiritual rapper is gonna get some
years ago. This live.
Let me get on the royalty free, man. See what we got.
Yeah.
I need keywords, man.
Keywords. Farm. Nah, that's gonna give us a terrible beat. Search up.
It gotta be hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop dark. Hip hop angry.
Hip hop.
Nice. Trap is always bad.
Trap is always terrible. Royalty free
trap is the worst.
Yeah. Honestly, whatever word.
Oh, here we go. It's a little fast.
Nah, this is fast as fuck.
That's 95. Okay, 85 BPM.
85.
In that lo-fi by Watermelo.
Nah, this is going to be too slow.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Driving hip hop.
Driving hip hop?
It don't even matter what this is. Sean, give me a word.
Manure.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on. Imagine swaying in the morning. Just like going through me. Come on, bro. Yeah, close the door on that one.
All right, Heather B's not going to do it.
Come on, give me something else.
Luxury,
man.
Brand hip hop.
Yo. It's crazy the way I feel sometimes, like manure. Like, they don't even want me no more, man.
Just a load of shit, man.
Just a hunk of shit, man. I don't know, man.
I was about to
boom bap positive.
Oh, you was feeling that?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that was my intro.
Boom bap positive was going to do it to you. Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like, hey, opposite of manure, I feel good. Yo,
owl.
Yeah.
I thought that was you that said owl.
Give me something else, man. This ain't working, Sway. This ain't working, man. All right. I gotta get a 15 off at
Goddamn
least.
Goddamn Walmart commercial beat.
Yeah. All
right, man. Give me trendy hip hop.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's dope.
By Loops Lab.
Look.
Oh, yo, fuck, I know this one. It's kind of, it's too much still.
Crazy? Yeah. I was ready.
All right, look, turn that one himself.
He said, it's too much.
I'm on Sway in the Morning. He's saying, listen, you ain't leaving until I hear a hot six.
Really?
All right, this one's called Hip Hop.
Yeah, give it to me.
99 Instrumentals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, straight spaz.
Oh, yeah, Sway. Sway in the Morning.
Them hyenas.
Come on, bro. Sway, I can't get down with this, man. Why are all these fucking... This is great. Jazz Future Chill. Give me that.
You Jazz Future Chill?
Jazz Future Chill. Yo. Sometimes I just feel like manure.
You can choose a different word.
Oh, I thought that was the one you wanted me to do.
No, we can switch it up.
Virtual, yo, virtual. That's that pain, man. This that pain?
Virtual.
Virtual pain. I'm spitting... Virtual pain, yo. I got a podcast spitting virtual pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they not in my virtual lane.
Story.
Give me something else, man. I ain't feeling
this. This is the pain one, man.
Okay, give me hip hop inspiring. Let me inspire the youth, man.
The BPM is 150.
My heartbeat 190.
Say that, twit.
Go.
Say that, twit.
Hip hop inspiring by Amza.
Yo,
that boy about to jump in his day.
Sometimes
get
you just gotta go and believe your shit. Gotta believe your shit.
Real talk.
I don't care what they say, believe your shit. Your daddy said go to school, say fuck that. Go to school? No. Okay, fine, nigga, I'll go. I'll go.
I trust, okay, go to page five.
Five?
Yeah, page
maybe
five.
We need a new keyword.
Okay.
Hey, that was fire though, brother. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's just one finger right there.
That's one finger.
Give me hip hop dirty.
Yeah, you kill off fingers.
Give me bouncy hip hop loop.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Maybe you just saw dance, nigga.
You just saw some freestyle. Hell.
This off the dome, nigga.
Listen.
Hey.
Go to school. Wait, what's the word?
Thirsty.
Psych, I'm thirsty for some birds. Whoa.
Okay, rewrite it.
Hey, go ahead. We only got 116 on this. That's perfect because I got a 16 for this.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. The mouse moves. All right,
here it is. Give me a word and I'm going to go. It don't even matter what's the word. I'm an owl in the night. Then I slide off in the night. And if I go into the pool, then I'm chilling all right. Fruit Loops in my bowl, and I'm finna eat them all right.
Shutter.
Don't shut your mouth. All right, bro. Look. All right, listen, man. Let me just tap into my mind.
You can ride the beat real quick. All
right, yeah.
Feel him out.
Let me feel him out. All right. What's the word?
Download
my music. Please.
You're just saying sentences, nigga.
For real? One more time.
Nah, that's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Them beats beat you.
That's what happened.
Bro, my brain is literally saying, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, these are all, you know, granted, these aren't great freestyle beats. Mm.
We do need like a file of just like, yo,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just pre-vetted freestyle beats.
That's a fact.
Because I can do it. I believe in myself.
No, definitely.
It do take the right beat, man.
Yeah, it takes the right beat
it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You just start going, man.
Nigga in Eminem mode. Oh.
Real rap, man. We gonna take our chubby hands and reach into the Discord, man. Grab up a little voice note, man. Hear from our peoples, man. What's up with the Eagle community, man? Talk to them, man. Come on, man. Or I should say, well, let's dip our beaks.
Oh.
I love the term wet my beak.
Oh, that shit.
Wet my beak, man. So you making money over there? Hey, man. What's it gonna take for me to wet my beak?
That's what the airport's doing at the jacked up prices, wetting their beaks.
They're soaking
it. Oh, Wendy's are selling burgers?
Crazy. What do you say we wet our beaks?
Yeah.
Yo, I had a junior bacon cheeseburger the other day.
You was wetting your beak, huh?
Holy shit.
All right, man. Real rap. We got Metal Knight, Double M, Double T. Amen. We got a question on motivation from MK all day, man.
His name is Metal Knight.
It's pretty cold.
That's cold.
That's cold. That's cold. That's cold.
Damn.
And play.
Big Rough from the UK. Just wanted to let you guys know you've been churning out with these recent podcast episodes. Like, I just saw the Lucas one. Had me in tears. I've got a question regarding, like, motivation and creativity. I DJ and I produce. I feel like I've got, like, fond memories of how I used to produce and how I used to do things and how effortless everything seemed. But now it feels like I need to put in so much more effort to do the bare minimum when it comes to, like, being creative. Like trying to stay motivated. So my question for you is, how do you guys stay creative and stay motivated and enjoy what you're doing? That'd be a big help. Love.
Yeah. I feel that, man. That's an interesting point, man. You say back in the day he used to, you know what I mean, be at his grind and it felt way easier, way effortless. Shit, man.
I think you definitely putting a sprinkle of discipline in there helps, because I find like sometimes when you feel like it's turned off and you just like don't try to turn it back on, it just get worse. But when you just kind of like keep knocking at that door, eventually, like, you know what I'm saying, it gets opened up, and then you're producing product, and you know, and you're back in your happy state.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel that, man. I don't think like I could remember a point where I was like less creative, or like a moment in my life where I was less creative after being hella creative back in the day and shit, and like looking back at my old shit, like, holy fuck, like it did seem like way more effortless. I feel like I was just flowing and shit. But that just showed me, like, nigga, I'm smarter than that now. I feel like I'm, you know what I mean, I know more. There's like more resources for me to pull from, and you know, I'm taking on way more inspiration. I feel like it came down to my mood, and also just like, you know, my belief in myself. I don't know, I just kind of just knew if I did it before, I could do it now. You know what I mean? I did it when I was like way younger, and I feel like when you're younger, it's just you're more naive. There's not as much those thoughts that hold you back, like
Yeah. You're just naive. You're just going about it. You're not asking like the hard questions. You're just like, oh, I could just do it. And 1 + 2 = 3. And that is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I think you lose that. You get older and you just start doubting yourself. All these other stupid shit start coming up and blocking you. And then, yeah, for me, looking back at my old shit was to inspire. That was an inspiration in itself, just looking back at what I did,
right,
what I've already done. And, yeah, you're right. I think with discipline, especially if you continue to knock at the shit on the daily, or you know, at least a regular basis. Yeah. One day you're just gonna crack the code.
Yeah,
I feel like I found my formula that I was like using before, and like some of those things that helped me before, and then I pulled things together, and I felt like I started to find formulas, and things started to crack, and just feel a lot easier to me. So now I feel like I'm the most creative I've ever been. After looking back at, you know what I mean, that point where I thought, that was my peak.
Yeah,
I'll say this, Mr. Knight, I agree with everything I was just said. But I also think we got to be mindful as in our climate. It's like you got to really look at. I remember when we started saying like, okay, we got to look at everything that's coming out. Look at everything that's like everyone that's doing something. It's just so much to take in. So it's like you start seeing other people's content, other people's work, whether it may be like you're a DJ, you're an artist, you're a comedian, whatever it is. And you're looking at their new shit and you're like, fuck, man, my shit's not hot. But you're seeing so many people deliver art on different levels. You know what I'm saying? And that alone will make you kind of like get in your own head. Yeah. You know what I mean? And second guess your shit. So you got to understand that you should be one of those people like inputting into that space of like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Another thing is just not being too really paying attention to the fact that like we're all human, and there's gonna be times where we burn out and you need to have that time to kind of like regroup, you know what I mean? Because if you can't just be doing this shit 100%, that's why people are getting mad at Frank Ocean for taking a break. Like, regardless of how long that break may be for him, he may need it to make the level of shit that he makes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Part of the formula.
Yeah, people get a little bit too caught up in the fact of like always having to do something where it's just like, that's why you're burning out. Because like there's been times where we chilled for a minute on content, then we came back, we're like, all right, regrouped, we're good, like let's go now, you know? I think it's a lot of different ways. Like it's okay to be just chilling for a little bit and trying to find that or whatever, that spark again. Yeah. And then when you find it, so it's just gonna roll, like the ball's just gonna roll. Sometimes, man, it's just not time. It's just time to maybe do some research and then come back to the drawing board, you know?
Yeah, I think that could be an exciting moment too. It doesn't have to be like a dull moment, like, ah, man, I feel like I'm not quite at it. I'm not where I used to be, whatever. It's just like, yeah, that's a challenge to like get there and surpass that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's just a puzzle you gotta solve and figure out, because it's possible. You did it, you reached heights before. Mm-hmm. And you could do it again, and it's gonna be new heights. You have to, you know what I mean, outdo what you did before. Mm-hmm. Try new ideas, and on top of that, looking at a crowded space, everyone's making music, everyone's producing and shit. Like, it's exciting to find out, yeah, how do I stand out? How do I do a little bit different? Like, what are these niggas not doing? Who's, you know what I mean, what are they missing that I could, right, like, you know, sneaky, you know, grab a sneaky, you know, mm-hmm, take at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think I think have fun with it, enjoy the puzzle. You know what I mean? And overall, I think just enjoy it, man. Even if you're not, I say chip away at it and grind at it, but it doesn't mean like drop everything that you produce. You know what I mean? Just enjoy the work in itself. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? You're just naturally going to discover some cold shit. And yeah. It'd be the serendipity, man. The shit that you're not, when you're not looking.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. It's the shit you're taking a shower. So, damn, I heard a little. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, or just your little doodle of a beat, if you will, that just ends up being something. So
don't force it, man.
Just keep at it, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, let it come to you. I'll leave it at that. That's nice.
All day, man.
Yep.
All day, man. All day. You know what it is, man. It's been a very wholesome episode of the Random Order Show 147, man. Amen. Y'all know what you need to do, man, to support the cause. Amen. Jump in them comments, man. Jump on that like button, man. Jump on that bell button, man. Hop on the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, man. Leave them great 5-star reviews. Amen. You know what it is, man. Hey, man, leave them something inspiring about shrimp.
Hey, man, listen, you either going to get dipped or flipped. Like, dipped in cocktail sauce or flipped on the grill, man. So you might as well keep on swimming.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Well said, man.
You either gonna get peeled or popped.
It's not that good for shrimp.
They're going out any way you put it, man. I think, yeah, okay, just chill, man. That's the most a shrimp can do, man. Just chill, bro.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.